14 volunteers at X-Ray have been working to put a microphone to the best and most distinctive of Portland and to make media more open and inclusive for all. Thank you to all the volunteers and members that support the station. Find out more by visiting us on the web at www.xray.fm.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and archived at xray.fm.
You're listening to KXRY in Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm. I'm DJ Cosmic Edward. The program until 8 is Searching for the Sound. This morning, we're going to be searching for the sound of groovy jazz trombone, starting with J.J. Johnson, the Duke of all jazz trombonists. The track behind me right now is Elysee. This was originally a 78, released in 1949. This was compiled on a prestige twofer compilation called Early Bones in 1976. That's the version I'm playing. With J.J. Johnson on trombone, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, John Lewis on piano, Leonard Gaskin on bass, Max Roach on drums. Unbelievable that these folks were once alive and playing jazz. It will be all jazz trombone this morning till 8 here on X-Ray FM, where Black Lives Matter and where radio is yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to KXRY in Portland. That is X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Cosmic Edward. The program until 8 is searching for the sound this morning. I'm searching for the sound of the jazz trombone starting in the late 40s into the mid-70s. Playing behind me right now, my favorite jazz trombonist, absolutely, Rashaan Moncur III. The track is Tandiwa. This is from his classic Blue Note release, Some Other Stuff, from 1964, with Moncur on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Just unreal lineup. Before that, we heard Kai Winding, his track Speak Low, from his album The Incredible Kai Winding Trombones, released on Impulse Records in 1961, which featured many trombones. Winding, of course, was on trombone. Johnny Messner was on tenor trombone. Tony Studd was on bass trombone. Paul Felice was on bass trombone. Ross Tompkins on piano. Bob Crenshaw on bass. Al Baldini on drums, Roy Sterling on mellophone, and what makes that track really cool, Baba Olatunji on conga. Before that, we heard Kay Winding playing with Jay Johnson. The track was Trixie. That was from their album, The Great Kai and JJ. That was released on Impulse Records in 1960, and in fact was the first release on Impulse Records. Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Tommy Williams also on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and also Art Taylor on drums. Before that, Bob Brookmeyer, the only valve trombonist I have in the set this morning, with Liberty Bell. That was from an album called Bob Brookmeyer, featuring John Williams and Red Mitchell. It was a compilation of 1950s tracks released on Crown Records. John Williams was on piano, Bill Anthony on bass, Frank Isola on drums. That was a track recorded in July of 1954. Before that, the great Benny Green with the jazz standard I'm Happy. That was the Benny Green Sextet, an album released on Prestige Records in 1955, recorded on June 10th, 1955, with Green on trombone, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Cliff Smalls on piano, Ozzie Johnson on drums, and Candido on conga on that one. And we opened with the great J.J. Johnson. The track was Elize. That was originally released as a 78, re-released in 1976. On a Prestige comp called Early Bones. Johnson on trombone, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, John Lewis on piano, Leonard Gaskin on bass, Max Roach on drums. That track was recorded on May 26th of 1949. My goodness, who says that there's no such thing as a bebop trombone? Anyway, it's going to be all bone this morning. Dig it, here on X-Ray FM, where Black Lives Matter and where radio is yours. Thank you. You're listening to KXRY in Portland, that is X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Cosmic Edward. The program until 8 is Searching for the Sound. This morning, Searching for the Sound of Jazz Trombone. Behind me right now, the great Curtis Fuller with his track Sop City. Funky trombone, this one is, from his album Smokin', released on Mainstream Records in 1972 with Earl Dunbar on guitar, Cedar Walton on piano, Billy Higgins on drums, Mickey Bass on bass, Bill Hardman on trumpet, and Jimmy Heath on tenor and soprano sax. Before that, we heard Aso de Madrugada, which in Portuguese means one morning I woke up very early. That was Guanxan Moncur III, from his BYG Actuel release, One Morning I Woke Up Very Early, from 1969, with Moncur on trombone, Fernando Martin on piano and voice, Bob Guerin on bass, and Nelson Serra de Custio on drums. And at the top of the set, Guanxan Moncur III again with the track Tandiwa from his clearly his best album, Some Other Stuff, released on Blue Note in 1964. Moncur on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Let's stick with some funky Curtis Fuller here on X-Ray FM, where Black Lives Matter and where radio is yours. Thank you. You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY in Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Hale and Manzanita, Wheeler and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I'm DJ Cosmic Edward. I've come to the end of my run on the Wheels of Steel this morning on my program Searching for the Sound. This morning, searching for the sound of the groovy jazz trombone, all tracks recorded between 1949 and 1975, closing out with the great Roswell Rudd covering Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage. This is a track recorded in New York City in March 1974, released on an album called Flexible Flyer on the Arista Freedom label in 1975, with Rudd on trombone and French horn, Sheila Jordan on vocals, Hod O'Brien on piano, Harold Anderson on bass, and Barry Altschul on drums. And before that, we heard the great Curtis Fuller with his track Black Bath. That was from his album, Crankin', released on Mainstream Records in 1973. Fuller's on trombone, Lenny White on drums and percussion, George Cables on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, Bill Wesher on guitar, Ray Moroz on tenor, and Bill Hardman on trumpet. That's what I have for you this morning, but you know I'll be back next Saturday morning searching for the sound with you here on X-Ray FM, where Black Lives Matter and where radio is yours.